but it's all right. It's all right, girl. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO in Medford. Hello, everybody. I was out 2 weeks ago. I'm on alternating Mondays, 1 to 2 p.m. This is November. This is January 16th, 2017. Just a few more days before President Puke takes the oath of office and the apocalypse begins. But until then, let's enjoy some music, shall we? That was J.J. Jackson. No, not the DJ from MTV, or the VJ from MTV, with It's All Right, But It's All Right. Very sarcastic. It's all right, girl. You broke my head. It's all right. That's a good way to get to deal with a breakup, as long as it just remains words and not bad words. You understand? Human relations. Music helps soothe the savage breast. And you love the music here on The Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO in Medford.
Well, it's a real honor to have Curtis Mayfield on the show this week. Please, it's great to have you here. You know, one of my favorite groups, and I think a lot of other people share my feeling as well, is The Impressions.
Yeah, they're still one of my favorites. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, I always felt that there was like a very strong gospel influence in the music of The Impressions. Now, I'm just guessing that maybe you... Your roots are old impression songs.
Hey, that'll be all right with
all right.
me.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, I'd like everybody to kind of join in with us as we come close together. Get close with your mate as we all say, it's all right. Come on. It's all right. Say it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Cause it's alright, whoa, it's alright. We're gonna move it slow. When lights are low, when you move it slow, it sounds like mo. And it's alright, whoa, it's alright. Now listen to the beat. Kinda pat your feet. Come to you, then you wanna say it's all right.
It's all right.
Tell me it's all right now.
It's all right.
It's all right. Have a good time, cause it's all right. Tell me it's all right.
It's all right.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
A little bit of the spiritual hymn of amen. Come on, you know it. Amen. Amen. Amen.
WMFO in Medford.
A new book has been climbing on the bestseller list. It's called Taxes, 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 What Do They Want From Us? And the author of this book is here with us tonight to tell us how we can save money through his system. Mr. Philip Henker?
Heinker.
Heinker. Philip Heinker.
That's right.
The inventor of the Heinker method.
Of taxes and money and the calculations therein thereof.
That's right. Well, all of us are interested in that subject. Now, a person making, say, a $100,000 income.
Do you know anybody
like that? No, it's just a hypothetical.
Oh, I see. Because no. We could have a drink with him after the show.
This is just a hypothetical question, sir.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to make $100,000 a year, normally, what would you pay in taxes?
Well, out of $100,000 a year, you would pay $90,000 of those dollars to your government. With the Heinker method, if you made $100,000, you'd pay $1.40. That's about it. Give or take a couple.
If that's a valid method, sir, we'd like to know a little more about it. Sir, would you care to comment or not on these taxes that exist in our country?
Certainly.
The cigarette tax.
No comment.
Gas tax.
No comment.
Amusement.
Comment.
Inheritance tax.
No comment.
School tax.
No comment.
Excise.
Comment.
Luxury tax.
Comment.
Is that all you're going to say, sir?
That's about it. I said either comment or no comment.
Aren't you going to comment when you say comment?
No, and I tell you comment or no comment. I thought I handled that beautifully.
Yes. Sir, how about dependents? Who do you take off as your dependents?
I take off the entire nation of Romania.
Now, wait a moment, sir. Do you have relatives there?
No, but I send them things.
You send the nation?
I send them socks, I send them books, I send them old-time magazines. I send Romania a lot of things.
And you take off your...
Well, nobody else is claiming them. I think they're a legal deduction.
They are. Sir, I can't believe that you're a certified public accountant. Is there some kind of allegiance to accountancy that you have to take?
Yes, you have to take the HIP accountant's oath.
Oh, you are a HIP accountant.
Yes.
I see. HIP accountant's oath.
Our allegiance.
Do you remember your HIP accountant's oath?
Sure.
We, the HIP accountants of America, in order to form a more perfect bank book, do hereby solemnly pledge that the government of the people, by the people, and for the people is taking too much money away from the people. We'd like to keep a little of that money. Do you mind?
Till the rivers all run dry, till the sun falls from the sky, till life on earth is through, I'll be sometimes you may wonder from little things I say and do, but there's no need for you to wonder if I need you, 'cause I'll need till the rivers all run dry, till the sun falls from the sky, till life on earth is through, I'll be times I don't tell you. Too many things get in the way, and even though sometimes I hurt you, still you show me in every way. Till the rivers all run dry, till the sun falls from the sky, till life on earth is through, I'll be needing you.
Rivers Run Dry. Thank you, Don Williams. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO in Medford. Phone number here is 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. Let's go over what we just heard, shall we? That was a bad accent. We just heard Don Williams with Till All the Rivers Run Dry, a little country for you. It's good for the soul. Before that, a little humor for you. It's very good for the soul. Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks with The Tax Expert. Hip Accountants. The Hip Accountants Oath. You gotta remember that. Be a hit at parties. Before that, we heard Miles Davis with Someday My Prince Will Come live at Carnegie Hall. Oh my goodness, wouldn't you have liked to have been there? And before that, we heard Curtis Mayfield, also live. I would like to be there too. On Sunday night, I believe that was a show with David Sanborn, who was a great saxophonist, had a show. He wasn't very comfortable introducing acts, I guess. And Curtis Mayfield kept saying, it's all right, it's all right. Jokingly, but David Sanborn didn't know what to do with that. There was Curtis Mayfield with It's All Right. Great song. And we started off the entire show with J.J. Jackson with But It's All Right, a little more sarcastic version than Curtis Mayfield's, a different song. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO.
News. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Lord, a while. never be on that train. That train I'm talking about, it's moving through the land. Lord, I wonder, will my mother be on that train? When I was a sinner, I was sinning just like you. Laid down all of my sinning, worked on the building too. When I hear that whistle blow, I'll be ready to go. Lord, I wonder, will my mother be on that train? Lord, I wonder, will my mother be on that train? Wonder, will my mother be on that train? It's coming round the curve, straining every nerve. Lord, I wonder, will my mother be on that train?
everybody. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO in Medford. 855-915-9636. If you want to give me a call, we only have about 18 minutes left in the show, but I welcome your calls. I welcome your input. Let's go over what we just heard. Well, if you couldn't tell, that was Madonna with Amazing, a great song. And after that, we heard, there we go. After that, before that, we heard Josh White with Mother on That Train. It's easy for me to say Mother on That Train. Sounded sad. He was waiting for it. Maybe his mother would be on that train. Very sad. Before that, we heard I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, although they sounded angry that they were lonesome, which I guess is a good response, I suppose. Before that, we heard Millie Small with My Boy Lollipop, the first ska hit ever, anywhere. About 1962, My Boy Lollipop. And no, Rod Stewart did not play the harmonica on that. That's a myth. It's false. You heard it here first. Fleshtones started off the set with Bigger and Better. Love the Fleshtones. Maybe someday they'll come into the studio, even if they broke up. I don't know. Give me a call if you know. 855-915-9636. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO. often said, I wish I could play drums like that. I wish I could play anything like that. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish winding down. Why don't I tell you what we just heard? That would be good, Jim. What we just heard was Dion. That's right, Dion. Solo, late in the 60s, Daddy Rollin' in Your Arms. Powerful song, great song. Before that, we heard Spinal Tap. Not such a great song, but a funny song. The Majesty of Rock. The Majesty of Rock, the Pageantry of Roll. One of my favorite lyrics ever. Before that, we heard Paul McCartney with Let Me Roll It. That's from the Band on the Run album. I don't usually play Beatles because everybody's heard them, but that's a pretty good song. I thought I'd play that. So the end of the show now. Hope everybody enjoyed it. 2 weeks, I'll be back on, 1 to 2 p.m. Everybody, take care of each other. Goodbye, Savannah.
Shoot 'em up,
bang!